Binge the full week of The Ray Taylor Show ad-free over at inspireddisorder.com/plus.
This is The Ray Taylor Show.
Swipe Up, episode 233, the podcast where I share my unfiltered thoughts on the latest news and entertainment updates. I'm your host, Ray Taylor. And every Thursday, I'll be bringing you my fresh perspective on a variety of topics. In this episode, I'm going to be talking about the protests that have been happening in France in response to President Emmanuel Macron's controversial pension reform that will raise the age of retirement in France from 62 to 64 years old. I'm also going to be talking about the Restrict Act that is fraudulently labeled as the TikTok ban, when it's far more destructive than that. And then I'm also going to be talking about Trump finally being indicted for one of his many crimes. That's what I'm talking about in this episode. So let's get into it, shall we? If you're already like melting down because you're a conservative snowflake and you are afraid of my opinions on these things, you know, good luck. But let's get it started with the first story. These photos show how the French have been protesting the retirement age rising in France. So if you're watching this, I scroll through a few of the pictures, which are showing the result of what has been a strike, a general strike in France in protest of just the retirement age raising 2 years. Now, this is something which I'll bring up, I'm sure, multiple times in this episode. But this is a story that perfectly illustrates how censored we are in America based on the social media app you use. If you go to Instagram or Facebook, or probably even Twitter, I didn't check this on Twitter, but I wouldn't be surprised, and you typed in the word France, you are going to get a very different set of results than if you go over to TikTok and type in the word France. Because one of those social media apps will actually show you what's going on in France. You can see a lot of first-person views of what's actually happening in France, while all of the other ones make it almost impossible to find what's actually happening in France. Now, I'm going to let you take a moment to guess which app is showing you the reality versus which apps are showing you the censored version. Because in the next story, I'm talking about the Restrict Act and how bullshit it is that they're labeling it the TikTok ban. But clearly, they are afraid of TikTok. And, you know, it is like so painful. Considering I do this show, just to step away from this article about France real quick. Doing this show, producing this show, Swipe Up, which I've been doing for over 4 years, started out as just me commenting on Instagram posts and just scrolling, doing a screen capture, and just live commenting on stuff. It evolved into me pre-producing, selecting which stories I was going to talk about beforehand, then kind of evolved into me specifically talking about news stories or current events. And then now has evolved into me actually doing research on the stories I am going to talk about instead of just giving my off the cuff response on a story that I may or may not actually know a lot about. So the show has evolved quite a bit. And the next evolution of this show is to no longer use Instagram for these stories. I might come across what stories are interesting, but as far as the background that I'm using, no longer going to be. That is a change to look forward to. Now let's get back into this story about France. So the protests and strikes against the unpopular pension reform are happening in France again, with thousands marching and the Eiffel Tower closed and the police increasing security measures. The government has warned of radical demonstrators who intend to, quote unquote, destroy, to injure, and to kill. Obviously, probably a lot of bullshit because, like many governments, they want you to be scared of something. Now, these French protesters are pretty badass. And if you want to watch a movie about people in France protesting something, protesting specifically police violence, I would highly recommend the movie came out last year called Athena. It is, I believe, on Netflix. It was when I watched it. Visually, it's an amazing movie. Just top to bottom, just visually amazing movie. And the end I didn't really like, but a great movie kind of showing how badass the French are when it comes to protesting. But of course, their police officers aren't necessarily like the police in the United States, where they're ready to go to war with us here in the United States. And they will use weapons that are banned in warfare. They will use tactics that aren't allowed. And they don't care. They don't care. But back to the French story. I keep jumping away. So the French government plans to raise the France's legal retirement age from 62 to 64, which 2 years they want to do that. Just, people are not happy. And they want to do things like that in America plus so much more. Like if our government only wanted to change the retirement age to 62 to 64, wouldn't even be a blip with the amount of insanity that is going on. So this has sparked a protest movement that has been ongoing for months and has escalated in recent weeks, right? This is a big story, a major story in France, which if social media platforms weren't censoring an insane amount, that should be the number one thing you're seeing on platforms like Facebook and Instagram. But you don't, because Meta is like, Meta has no problem pushing far right conspiracy theories. Meta has no problem pushing medical misinformation during a pandemic. Like, they have no problem pushing some of the most like incorrect and false information. But then when it comes to an actual movement that's happening, it's almost impossible to find it on those platforms. First is TikTok, which you see everything. That's all you see. Concerns of violence prompted an unprecedented deployment of 13,000 officers, along with half of them concentrated in the French capital. Unions have called on workers to walk out and for demonstrators to flood the streets against Macron's retirement changes, which are a key priority for his second term as president. His government argues that France's pension system will go into deficit without reform, but opponents say additional funds for pensions could come from other sources without having to make workers retire late. Something that we see all the time in the United States, where just even basic things, they want to cut all kinds of public funding because they say they have no money. Yet when banks default, they get bailed out. When corporations go bust, they get bailed out. When military needs money, they get increased budgets. When police need more money, they get increased budgets. Like, there is no problem getting the most horrific things funded in this country, while things that actually would help the average person in this country survive are always argued that we can't afford it, even though they cost a minuscule fraction to what we spend on the most horrific things in this world. So not surprising that French would have that same tactic of, we don't have the money, that's why we're doing it. It's like, no, you just don't care. You just don't care. Police have reported being pelted with objects and tear gas. And tear gas was used to disperse demonstrators in the western city of Nantes, and more than 1,000 quote-unquote radical troublemakers Some from overseas could latch on to marches on the Paris and other cities. Marcon's opponents are urging him to back down and for mediation, but the government insists its mediation is not necessary. And again, I would highly recommend checking out Athena, a great movie, not necessarily related to this other than its protests in France, and visually amazing movie. If you want to see, and like I said, if you want to see the government in America, how it bans things in the social media apps that they have control over versus what you see on TikTok, that's why they don't want, that's not only why they want to ban TikTok, but that's what they want to be able to shut down any app that would allow people to communicate and to organize and to fight back against what this country wants to do and take away from us. So anyway, you know, crazy when you do see the videos, right? If you want to see these videos, like, and it's similar to like during the George Floyd protests, go on TikTok and you're seeing people at these peaceful protests just hanging out, playing music, dancing. Right, I remember specifically watching one in Denver protesting the police murdering this black kid who played the violin. And they were literally in a park where artists were doing live painting. There were people who played violin doing a playing music in respect of this guy who was murdered by the police. And you see in this video from a person that was there, police come in, knock down barricades, and just start beating people mercilessly, right? You're not going to see that in other social media platforms because they will censor stuff however the government wants or however they want, right? It's ridiculous. Let's take a quick break from this episode because I want to talk about, are you looking to add some unique and expressive artwork to your home, office, or wardrobe? Look no further than the Many Faces series by Ray Taylor. That's me. These abstract paintings on paper explore the endless possibilities of the human face, capturing unique expressions of emotion, mood, tone, and energy in just a few minimal features. Now you can bring these stunning and thought-provoking pieces into your own space with high-quality prints and t-shirts featuring designs from the Many Faces series. Or take home a one-of-a-kind original piece for your collection. Don't miss out on this opportunity to add some original and expressive artwork to your home, office, or wardrobe. Head on over to inspireddisorder.com to browse and purchase original artworks, prints, and t-shirts from the Many Faces series today. And now, back to the show! But let's move on. Let's move on to the next story, which is about the Restrict Act. Banning TikTok is unconstitutional, ludicrous, and a national embarrassment. The Restrict Act is a proposed legislation aimed at banning apps or services that pose a threat, quote-unquote threat, to U.S. national security, with Senators Mark Warner and John Thune as the lead authors. Of course, this bill has bipartisan support, so there are people on both sides that are fine with what this being, in many ways, is the Patriot Act on steroids, right? When 9/11 happened and George Bush lied about weapons of mass destruction in order to start never-ending wars so all of his buddies, like the vice president, could get rich from their company Halliburton, rebuilding all of the cities that were bombed by the companies that we gave military contracts to, right? All of these things happen, waiting for a devastating terrorist attack like 9/11 in order to take advantage of the moment to strip Americans from their rights in order to allow the government to spy on Americans, right, is what the Patriot Act does. This takes that even a step further, allowing them to, without any kind of oversight, control, monitor, and censor anything they deem to be a threat to national security without any proof, without any kind of public oversight. It is somebody who is not elected to the position who can make these decisions along with the president is. The president has to sign off on it. But the person who's in charge of this committee, they have to all they have to do is label something as a threat and they can take charge and shut it down, do whatever they want, right? And that has everything, every piece of technology you own that connects to the internet, your phones, your laptops, your home devices, all of the software that you use. For me, going to art events and being able to accept credit cards as payment, that can be shut down. Those services can be shut down. PayPal, all of those services that allow for small businesses to actually exist in this country with websites and being able to process payments, all of those things can shut down. If the government wants to eliminate small business and force people to go back and work for major corporations, they can literally do so overnight if they want. And as the public, we would have no say in that, and we would have no course as to even see why. They wouldn't even have to explain why they do anything. They can just do it because they say, which is just absolutely insane. And it's so insane that you're seeing people on both sides. You're seeing Republicans like Rand Paul or like propaganda pushers like Tucker Carlson, actually speaking up against this, which is insane, which only makes me think that these people are afraid that they're going to be found out, whatever dealings they're having, because this is just a massive open door for the government, whoever's in charge. Like, I don't care. Like, I don't want it happening, and I voted for Biden. It would be exponentially worse if somebody like DeSantis or Trump became president, the two top fascists in the country, seeing what they're doing in Florida, making everything illegal, making people who are called a racist. If you are called a racist in Florida, online or in person, that racist can then sue the person that called them a racist for like $20,000 to $30,000. And they don't even have to be in Florida, right? The laws that are being passed in Florida are insane, not to mention the book bans, not to mention the Don't Say Gay bills. Like, they're making it as toxic as possible for people to live. And if that guy or the guy being indicted right now in New York became president again, which is definitely possible considering how much they are trying to rig elections in this country, if they had that ability, any kind of dissent anybody would have could easily be thrown in prison. And the punishments for these things in the Restrict Act, like if they ban TikTok and you decide to use a VPN to then access TikTok, or use a VPN at all to access anything, you could then face jail time. You could face like up to $1 million fine. Like, it is strict punishments if you try to go around any kind of ban they may have on any type of technology you may own. It would lock this country down no different than like North Korea. It's insane. So the proposed legislation language is insanely broad, and which so many of these laws that are being passed are insanely broad. That way they can use them to do a lot of different things, right? If a contract is being written and it's not absolutely specific about terms, then you know that is done for a purpose. It is done so it can be used as a wild card in order to silence anything they want. And its critics worry that it may have more profound implications on the First Amendment than intended. The bill targets information and communications technology, which in the rest of this they refer to as ICT, information and communication technology. Products that have any link to foreign adversaries such as China, Cuba, Iran, North Korea, Russia, or Venezuela, but they can redefine that in any way they want. But they have no course. There's no way. They never have to prove that it does. They can just say that it does. So apps and any other kind of online connected services with connections to certain foreign countries could be banned in the U.S. under this act, including those with more than 1 million users in the U.S., which anything involving the internet, any kind of app or service involving the internet, is easily going to have 1 million users, right? So that's almost anything, right? They could shut down Etsy if they want. They can shut down PayPal if they want. They can shut down Square. They can shut down Squarespace. They can shut down TikTok, Instagram, Meta. Of course they're not, because a lot of these politicians that are voting for the Restrict Act are invested in Meta, hoping that when they are able to ban TikTok, that it will only increase the worth of the stocks that they own in Meta, because, of course, we allow our politicians to invest in companies and profit off of the laws that they make. The bill's language includes vague terms such as desktop applications, mobile applications, gaming applications. If you stream on Twitch, if you get video games through Steam, guess what? That could easily be shut down. Payment applications like Square, right? Like Venmo. Web-based applications, ChatGPT. I mean, any. What do you go? Google, anything. YouTube, anything you go online. What is a web-based application? It's like a website. I mean, they could easily define any website as a web-based application. VPNs that consumers use to encrypt and route their traffic could be impacted by this bill as well, according to one expert. The Restrict Act could give a considerable amount of power to the executive branch, which is unsettling in any context, according to Stanford Internet Observatory researcher. The bill may have, and that's terrifying, even if you voted for Biden. Because, as we've seen in this country, first off, Biden is one of the more conservative Democrats in politics. But also, the pendulum swings back and forth, and it's only a matter of time before one of these fascists gets in office. And this is exactly what they would want. They would use, this would be the most used thing. If you want full-on fascism, here you go. This is the exact tool they would want. The bill may have a chilling effect on free speech and expression, obviously, particularly for journalists, activists, and human rights defenders who rely on VPNs to protect their online activities from surveillance and censorship. Rachel Cohen, communications director for the Senate, Warner says for Senator Warner says the legislation is aimed at companies like Kaspersky, Huawei, and TikTok, and not at individual users, which they can say whatever they want. They do say whatever they want, and they're trying to make China be the boogeyman. So of course they list all of the different Chinese companies, which TikTok is owned by ByteDance. But that doesn't mean they won't. That doesn't mean like the Young Turks won't get shut down if, like, a Republican president, you think any kind of left-leaning news broadcast is going to survive, especially independent journalism on any level? You think if the police kill another black person on camera during a pandemic, you think that anybody would even see the protests taking place? Of course not. The bill introduction suggests a comprehensive risk-based approach to proactively tackling potential dangerous technologies before they gain foothold in America, so the U.S. is not scrambling to catch up when they're already ubiquitous, which it's already too late. I mean, we saw Facebook, right, spread misinformation, push right-wing narratives. Like, that, it's already, these companies already exist. It's already too late to stop that, right? This would only allow people to highlight whatever misinformation they want to push. And again, I said this in the last story. If you want to see why the government in America wants to ban TikTok, they want to have this kind of control, go to other apps, search France, go to TikTok, go to Instagram, go to Facebook, search France. See what it tells you. See what it shows, which is not what's going on. Then go over to TikTok and type in France, and you will see exactly what's going on in France. Right, they're already doing it. That's why they're clearly targeting an app that allows people to connect in a way, allows people to organize in a way that they don't want. They want the censorship. Like, one of the most ridiculous features of Instagram is the search. It is impossible. Like, me trying to find stories on a weekly basis that I just don't casually come across in my feed as I'm putting the show together, and I have to search for it, is painful to try and search for anything on Instagram. And I think that's done by design. I don't think they care about it's such a garbage app. So what I've seen, and this should be like, this is like people on both sides. Right. Nobody wants, especially if you're a right wing person, do you want people like Biden to have this kind of control? Right. Like, he could shut down True Social and Parler and all the right wing apps if he wanted to. I don't think he would. He likes a lot of conservatives. He is about as conservative as you can get without being extreme right wing, right? Fascist, most Republicans are these days. But of course you wouldn't want him having this kind of control. And I think that's one of the reasons why you see Republican senators and Tucker Carlson speaking out against this. But if you're on the left, you absolutely don't want somebody like DeSantis or Trump having this kind of power. Nobody should have this kind of power. Whether they have control or not, it should be 100% transparent with the American public. The public should have a say, which this eliminates any kind of say. It eliminates any kind of oversight from the public. It eliminates any kind of, like, input or knowledge from anybody that actually lives in this country. So what I've heard and would recommend for everybody to do, there are many sources where you can find the politicians that are pushing this bill, to call them, to email them, to write them letters and tell them, not only do you not want this to be passed because it is such a violation of human rights in this country, but also that you will actively vote for and promote and push whoever runs against them in an upcoming election. In the next primary, you're going to see who is opposed to them, and you will do everything to promote them to make sure that they never work in politics again. You have to threaten their job by saying that you will help promote anybody that runs against them in the next primary. And that is the thing that politicians will be scared of, because they don't want to have to worry about a primary election, because usually they don't have to do anything for those. They don't want to have to worry about somebody running against them. And if everybody goes and tells them that they're going to have to worry if this is what they're going to support. But not only that, need to keep our eyes open, because the last time they passed this bullshit with the Patriot Act is because 9/11 happened. Whether you think it was an inside job or whether you think the presidency of Bush allowed it to happen because they knew they wanted to pass these things and it was a great opportunity for them, or it was legitimate, everything they said, regardless, when that happened, they used that as an opportunity to remove massive amounts of rights and to spy on all Americans. So we need to make sure, keep an eye out, whether they try and push this through if a massive tragedy happens, or if they just try to rewrite it and push it in, because they're trying to sell this as a TikTok ban, and it's far more than a TikTok ban. Like, I don't even think ByteDance or TikTok are actually mentioned in the bill. But that's what they're labeling it as, because they got enough people scared thinking that kids were in harm, which is like, kids are on Facebook, kids are on Instagram, TikTok's not the thing, TikTok's not the thing, and it's not the government's job to parent your kids, right? If you don't want your kids on social media, be a parent. Don't make it a law. Like, these, all of these places making it laws so parents don't have to do their job is absolutely absurd. So we need to make sure that they don't pass this shit under a different, they're not going to rebrand it, repackage it, and pass it in some other way. Because they want this bad. They want it bad. So anyway, let's take a quick break right now to talk about, are you a fan of original artwork and live events? Look no further than the Many Faces series by Ray Taylor and the weekly live stream over at youtube.com/inspireddisorder. This ongoing series explores the endless possibilities of the human face through abstract ink paintings on paper, capturing unique expressions of emotion, mood, tone, and energy in just a few minimal features. Join me every Thursday at 4:20 Pacific time as I paint live. Follow the Many Faces series and discover the endless possibilities of the human face. Don't miss out on this opportunity to be part of the action and own a piece of original artwork by me, Ray Taylor. Head to youtube.com/inspireddisorder every Thursday to catch the live stream, and visit inspireddisorder.com to browse and purchase the Many Faces artwork. And now, let's get back to the show. Let's move on to our last story. Trump faces around 24 counts, including felonies. Former President, U.S. President Donald Trump has been indicted in the Manhattan grand jury for his personal, political, and business dealings with the exact nature of the charges being unclear as the indictment remains sealed. The charges relate to payments made to silence claims of extramarital sexual encounters during the 2016 presidential elect campaign. Prosecutors are working to coordinate Trump's surrender, which could happen by the time this could have already happened by the time this comes out. But it's unclear unclear whether they intend to seek prison time if he is convicted. I'm not holding my breath. The fact that he's indicted on anything is like, it's nice. I hope he should be in a cage. It shouldn't matter what job you have or how much money you say you have. Nobody should be above the law. Right? Same thing with when Brett Favre stole all that money from poor people in one of the poorest states, right? He should have been treated as if he was a poor black man who stole that amount of money, which would have meant he would have been thrown in prison for a long time. I think people who have that extra amount of persuasion and power in this country should receive the maximum punishment for their crimes. Police who murder should receive the maximum punishment for their crimes, right? Politicians who break the law should receive the maximum penalty for their crimes. Instead of like, oh, he's famous, he's rich, he's whatever, we can't do this to him, he's like too important, whatever, it's stupid. This marks, however, the first time an indictment against a former president has happened. Trump has denied any wrongdoing, obviously, calling the indictment a political persecution and predict it would damage Democrats in 2024. Maybe. I mean, he's going to say anybody that actually believes anything Trump says is absolutely ridiculous. The fact that he is a billionaire, supposed to be the successful person, but begs for money for people to pay for his legal fees it's like just shows how absolutely stupid these people are. They literally will believe in socialism in order to fund the political, the legal fees of a billionaire. They're fine with socialism for billionaires paying their legal fees, but not about normal people getting health care or schools or anything, or getting paid enough money. But like, we should really do everything, come together, pool our money, for this poor little billionaire that's literally committed his entire life. The Manhattan District Attorney's Office has confirmed the indictment and has reached out to Trump's defense team to coordinate a surrender. Trump is likely to turn himself in on Tuesday. We'll see whatever happens with that. Maybe it's happened already. District Attorney District Attorney Alvin Bragg did not comment on the indictment. The case focuses on allegations against Trump in the 2016 concerning payments to porn star Stormy Daniels and former Playboy model Karen McDougal, who he feared would go public with claims of extramarital sexual encounters. The indictment, family values, Trump, family values. The indictment set up another never-before-seen spectacle, a former president having his fingerprints and mugshot taken and then facing arraignment. Love it. I can't wait for that to happen. Of course, all of the Trump simps are going to, guaranteed they're going to worship him even more because they're gonna think he's some kind of gangster. They're gonna have merch with his mugshot on it. Would not be surprised if Joe Rogan, who's clearly a massive conservative these days, who also has a collection of mugshots in his studio, would have a Trump mugshot, because of course he would love that as well. But I hope he ends up in a cage. I'm never gonna hold my breath. The fact that he's indicted is kind of crazy, but he's not a good man. He's a horrible person on so many levels, would love to see the end result of this to be him being the first U.S. president, former U.S. president, to be locked in prison. Would love to see that. Anyway, so that's my thoughts on these stories. Let's do some shout-outs to get out of here. Shout-out to BuzzFeed News. Shout-out to Motherboard Vice. Shout-out to ABC News. And shout-out to you. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Swipe Up. I hope you enjoyed my thoughts and insights on the latest news and entertainment updates. Please join the conversation by leaving a comment or rating on your favorite podcast platform or over on youtube.com/inspireddisorder if you're watching this. I'll see you next Thursday for more unfiltered opinions and fresh perspectives. New episodes of The Ray Taylor Show come out every single day. Subscribe on YouTube and everywhere our podcasts are found. Binge the full week over at inspireddisorder.com/plus. Buy Ray Taylor Show merch over at inspireddisorder.com. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Peace out!
Today is the day where you wake up and you realize that everything that you've been dreaming about, everything that you've been wanting, every goal and wish and hope that you've ever had can become real. Dreams can come true. What you manifest in your mind, you can bring to reality.